Liliana, Liliana Sanchez, 83091. These are all 422-24. This is a 33-year-old woman who just had a baby in March. She had a spinal. She's been having low back pain with radiation of the pain to the left leg. She read that after having a baby, it's possible to have DVT, so she's here to make sure she doesn't have a DVT in her lower extremity. There's no redness, heat, no cord-like deformity or any other abnormality. Note that the patient had a baby 6 weeks ago. She's breastfeeding at this time. Surgery, C-section times 2, foot surgery. Last period, 4/8/24, pregnant. She's definitely not pregnant. She's breastfeeding, doesn't use drugs, doesn't smoke. She's a pharmacy tech, and husband is a manager at a machine shop. Period. Medical problems, had hypertension, depression, and anxiety throughout pregnancy. Medication continues with her prenatal, back and birth control pills, lisinopril 20 milligrams a day, Lexapro 10 milligrams a day. COVID immunization, none. Patient blood pressure initially was elevated, 150 over 96, came down to 130 over 70, pulse 73, respirations 18, 97.9, 100% oxygen, 199. Heart positive, small positive, was too long. You can take the chart. Lungs clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD, skin shows no rash, there's mild leg-raising test, left side, neurological non-focal, there's no redness, there's no heat, there's no cord-like deformity of the lower extremity. Patient does have slightly red sinuses bilaterally as well. So assessment, number one, left leg pain, number two, maybe due to the effect of anesthesia, number three, blood pressure is elevated because she was concerned for DVT, next was blood pressure stable now. Next number, no evidence of DVT noted on the ultrasound. Next was mild fatty liver. Next number, radiculopathy. Next number, leg numbness. Next number is low back pain. Next number, family history stroke. Next number is history of abdominal pain off and on. Next number is abdominal ultrasound is within normal limits. Next number is pelvic ultrasound is negative. Next number, patient was given Keflex 502 tablets twice a day. Next number, she was... She was also given Tylenol number 3 for pain. Next one was bed rest. Next one was the patient was told to use Epsom salt bath. Next one was return if the leg develops redness, heat, or any other changes. Next number, return if develops any sign or symptoms of, how's she doing?
She's doing great. She said the medication's helping her.
Okay, now it's her turn. Next number is if any bowel and bladder dysfunction and or control issues are noted, that's patient must go to the emergency room right away. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving. Next number is ultrasound results were also discussed. Next number is mild carotid stenosis noted. Next number is no clear cause of no evidence of blood clot again at this time. Next number is with history of hypertension. I checked her heart. There's no evidence of RVH or LVH noted. Next number is fatty liver discussed with patient. Next number is weight loss discussed with patient before leaving. Thank you. Her turn. Thank you.